Bye.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. Two, two. Radio. BlogTalkRadio.com, y'all, once again. Only two true represent all the independent artists. Check it out. Here we go.
Shout it on, came up. I got hot money. I got hot whips. I got hot clothes. Shout it on, came up. I got a hot crib. I got hot jewelry. I got a hot hoe. Shout it on, came up. I got hot money. I got hot whips. I got hot clothes. Shout it on, came up. Shawty came up, I got my money right. I make it rain in the club like every night. I buy stacks on my feet to get my swag right. I bought a new whip and wrecked that bitch the same night. I got a passport, yep, shawty taking flight. I know money in your pocket, she don't treat you right. I'm in Miami for a week, this a play of life. I bet a stack every time a nigga roll the dice. She say the chain on my neck got me looking nice. And the watch on my wrist got me looking bright. I hit the club in the A with a prototype. Now the money coming quick, these hoes acting right. A shawty came up, a pimp and got a fine mic. A shawty came up, a pimp and got a hot mic.
Shawty done came up.
I got hot money. I got hot whips. I got hot clothes.
Shawty done came up.
I got a hot crib. I got hot jewelry. I got a hot hoe.
Shawty done came up.
I got hot money. I got hot whips. I got hot clothes.
Shawty done came up.
Club match a rubber band, shawty came up, so she choosing on the pimp, and the whip gang sick, you should see the way I switch, got top model hoes coming in, take a pic, yeah you got a good life, but you ain't living like this, 10 grand in my jeans, got me walking like a star, I ain't dancing in the club, I'm spending money at the bar, after party on me, I'm putting cushions in the bar, roof open in the Jag, blowing bush out the car, hit the telly every night and party like a rock star, 26 is on the whip, yeah that's a hot car, fast money what I'm giving, living like a pop star. Last night did a show just to buy a new whip. Threw a stack in the crowd just to get a little attention. Yeah, I sound like money, so the whole world
shouted on, came up.
I got hot money. I got hot whips. I got hot clothes.
Shouted on, came up.
I got a hot crib. I got hot jewelry. I got a hot hoe.
Shouted on, came up.
I got hot money. I got hot whips. I got hot clothes.
Shouted on, came up.
Shorty heard I got a deal and the label cut the check. Gave your boy half a meal. Now they hitting up my phone. Wanna know if it was real. My reply was hold up. Wait a minute, bitch, chill. Shorty came up and everybody started jocking. 50 deep in the club and the crowd body rocking. B-Rock on the track. Got that 808 knock. Five stacks for a verse. Shorty, this is why I'm hot. And the Fruit Loop Chevy sitting high up in the lot. I'll probably get robbed if I tell you what I got. Well known in the streets for putting hoes out the truck. Got rap money now. So I closed up the shop. When my first check clear, I put a bell on the block. Yeah, my chain hang low, just to compliment my watch. I get money in my seat, bitch, my grind don't stop. Flash screens on the walls just to watch them niggas talk.
Shout it on, came up.
I got hot money. I got hot whips. I got hot clothes.
Shout it on, came up.
I got a hot crib. I got hot jewelry. I got a hot hoe.
Shout it on, came up.
I got hot money. I got hot whips. I got hot clothes.
Shout it on, came up.
Yeah. 4 o'clock on the West Coast. 7 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast in the dirty, dirty. All down there like that. This is your boy Tony Two True. We'll come back in a minute with your man Steve Penn. But before we go to my boy Steve Penn, I want y'all to check this out. You know, we're always doing something here with exclusive music on Two True Radio. And, you know, it's because we have a lot of independent artists that, you know, we believe in them and they believe in us too, you know. So, you know, I judge your music by the hotness of it. You know, if an artist is hot, you know, I don't really care if you send me some country music. You know, my people, Steve Penn, Goldie Gold, Miss Dominium, They're not going to go for that on these particular shows, but, you know, it's enough airspace on blogtalkradio.com for me to do some symphony harmonica right here. Stop it. Hip hop by my boy Rufus. Check this out. Exclusive to True Radio. Be right back with your boy Steve Penn. there for me. That's my boy Rufus, man, Rufla Don. That brother's out of, really, he's out of Arkansas, but he's all out of Alaska, everywhere. I know he's online because I see him peeking, but I got to bring my boy Stephen Penn. What's up with your project, baby?
What's up, Tony True True? What it do, homie?
Man, good to be here, man. This is like a little pilot show to our Monday Tony Two True Presents, our the Stephen Penn Project, you know, whatever name we come up with. It's all about the same thing, the movement, man, the independent artists, and, you know, what we're trying to do to help get these guys and girls on, man. What's up with you today, man?
Not much, man. I had a little busy day, man. I ran into a little inconvenience today, man. I lost my license today, man. I don't know what I did with them, man, but hopefully, man, we get that squared away tomorrow. But other than that, man, just keeping my ass to the street, trying to look for these new, dope, up-and-coming artists that's on sign, man, and introduce them to the Tony Two True Project, the Tony Two True Show, and the Lady Diamond Show. Big up to Mr. Buckham and Fam Illy and my little brother Bill Penn and Goldie Gold and my man Dre Boogie out there. You know, just trying to keep it, all in the fam, man, and got some good things coming up, man, like the show that we're working on. Hopefully it's going to take place in August. I'm out searching for the right venue. We get it on and pop it, man. But other than that, man, God is good, and I'm blessed, and I'm ready to get it popping with this show tonight, man.
Man, love you, man. I appreciate you, too, man. You's a workaholic after my own spirit, man. Just can't stop grinding, man. We got to do that. Look, I got a caller from the 678 out of Georgia, 6189.
Okay.
I think it's our boy, Rufus Ruckledon.
Okay.
And I'm gonna bring him in, man. Holler at your boy, man. And I know you got something else up for us. I know I looked at your switchboard, and I seen I'll let you tell him about the brother. But anyway, man, what's up, man? 678, 6189. Is that my boy Rufus?
Nah, this is what, man, you know, I'm checking in from undisclosed,
up?
Man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody have a little problems, hell, I'm having phone difficulties, so I need you with the little line today.
Hey, but that's all
man.
Good, Dave. That's all good. I think that's our boy Jay, man. That's my little godson right there.
Hey, strong.
All the time, that's right. That's your boy Jay. PM right there, but I think we got our Rufus on the line. No, 678, last four digits 6277. Man, you're on live with your boy Steve Penn, Jay, and Tony Two True. What's up?
Yeah, what's
going on, fellas. What's going
what's
on?
Going on? We're
good, bro.
How y'all feeling, man? Hey, you know that number is a 678 Georgia number, but I'm in Hawaii, so you know I like. Keep music popping out here too, man. It's all good.
That's real. Now I knew I had to mess something up because I know you're originally from Arkansas, correct?
No, man.
See, look, man,
no.
I gotta stop.
Man,
I gotta stop.
Arkansas, Georgia, you got me from everywhere, man. But I'm out in Hawaii.
Sorry about that.
Time is a little bit different, but. You know, it's all good, man. We always know, Tony Two True, you're doing great things, man. And of course, you know, Steve, I love you, man. But
yeah, you too, bro.
Man, but, you know, with this thing here, like I said before, man, we ain't going to just take it to another level because that means it's another level after that. We're going to take it to a new level, man. And let's just ahead and do that. Represent Network, of course, and, just make it happen, man. You know, in God's hand, everything could happen, man. Hey, and Steve, wife, you said she loves you, man.
Love it too, man.
Hey, but big up to you, Tony Two True, and
man, I appreciate you, man. Hey, Steve and Jay, Tony, I tell you, man, I mess up the music. Y'all send me music, man. I label it wrong. I'll say I'm going to play this track by this artist and I play somebody else's music, man. I ain't doing that on purpose, man. I just, like, I guess I'm burnt out, man.
Nah, man. Yeah, it's all good, man.
It ain't like I'm on the radio fronting or nothing. No, we talk, man. We talk all the time. You know what I'm saying? And it's another, I already know the artist that I got mixed up that's out of Arkansas. he's like in, you know, okay, he's out of Arkansas, but he's in Alaska, and yeah, DNA, yeah, and then my boy Rue, that I can't pronounce his stage name, Ruckledon, you know what I'm saying? I know he told me he was in Hawaii, and I don't know how I blew that, man, you know? But
okay. It happened.
Hey, man, it's cut.
Yeah,
God is just networking a lot.
Of our hearts. So, man, tell us where we can get your music at. I know where I can get your music at, but I want to do like DJ F down in Baltimore do, man. We're going to roll out the red carpet, man, and let you promote yourself, man. Do that, man, until we can figure out a better way for Too True to network for you, man. Give us your stuff.
Right now, you talking to me. Blog Talk Radio, man. Your show got it. A couple stations out here got it. You know, they want the Pond Grease to play it a little bit. That's a little.
Don't
bit
do that, though. Don't do that, Rufus. Don't give a fool a dime to play your music, because we're going to spin it. We're going to spin it, and we're going to make sure that we get you guys paid. Not
right.
The other way around, you know. That's bull crap. I hate that.
True, is that true? True.
You know, Jay, is that you?
Yeah, that's me saying true that. We already had that conversation, you know that.
Yeah, man, we got to stop that, man. It's going to take you artists and people like me and F and Goldie and Diamond to stop that, man. That's why we coming to Atlanta. Rufus, I didn't tell you, I'm in the process of relocating to Atlanta. We're not going to only have a radio show down there, but, man, we're trying to, like, we're going to do a big show in August. But what we're trying to do is secure us a building where we can do showcases all through the weekend, every weekend, showcasing new artists and stuff like that, man. So, you know, we're not begging. We're not begging nobody. We're going to, like, kick doors down like we came into this movement. We're going to keep doing it because it's the right thing to do. God's got our back, and that's what we're going to do. Hey, Steve, I'm going to get on the phone right now, but what I'm going to do, because I know I want you to do your thing, man, but are we gonna wait on your boy? Or you want me to spin that track, or, you know, you can let me know how you want to do it, man.
We definitely going to wait for a little while. We got a real special guest for you listeners, man. Y'all know him as the originator, Jazzo, Kings County, you know what I'm saying, out of Marcy, Brooklyn, Marcy Projects. He's coming through. He's going to chop it up with us for a little while, and, you know, he should be walking in the building at any minute right now. So we can go ahead and get into some more music. I got a special request if we got him in. My boy, Tony Boy, man. Yeah.
Real talk. I'm going to do this because my boy Jay, Jay did something for me, man. I'm going to do this. We don't normally do this on Too True Radio. You know what I'm saying? We always with the independent artists and all that. But I like the way Mr. Buckham demonstrated that independent artists can remix too. Check this out right here on the first thing.
All right.
Jeremiah. Yeah.
It's your birthday, so I know you want to ride out. Even if we only go to my house. It's more easy as we sit up on my couch. Feels good, but I know you want to cry out. You say you want passion. I think you found it. Call her the scream machine. It's your birthday, shout it. Go ahead and do your thing. I'ma break you out. Treat you real, real good. Great sex, make your body feel so good. Make a wish, anything, girl, you can have it. Two bands for the ring, I got my baby carries. The way we sexing, girl, it's like I'm finna get married. Roll the cush up and then I'ma let you have it.
Girl, you know I've been meaning to be up in the late night dreaming about your loving. Girl, you know I, girl, you know. a broom, I might just sweep you off your feet and make you wanna tell somebody, somebody how I feel. Or maybe we can float on top of our bed. You close your eyes and I in problems with your legs. We work our way from kitchen stoves and tables, girl, you know I'm more than able to go in. Yeah.
Two True Radio, brought to you by blogtalkradio.com all around the world. Yeah, that's how we do it. Hey, for the purposes of demonstrating that the independent artists that we are affiliated with, and even more than the ones that we are affiliated with, are also capable of remixing your songs, mainstream artists. Jeremiah, that was a beautiful compilation, Birthday Sex. I love that. If you're interested in talking to my boy, Mr. Buckham, you can get at me, 909-258-3545, or hit your boy up, 2TrueRadio@gmail.com, you know, and we can make that happen. And also, I'd like to say this before I give it up to my boy Steve Penn, is that I encourage all of the independent artists that's involved in this 2 True Radio movement to, you know, compliment one another. Let's start working together, you know. And I'm going to do this radio show, man. I got lightning popping in the sky above me. I seen news briefs where the lightning come and hit you through the phone in your ear. Please, but your God is not going to not gonna let that happen to me. My grandkids laughing at me. You know, they see I'm scared. You know, the show must go on. So, Steve, check it out. Take it over, baby boy.
That's what it's about, man. We up in the building. You know what I'm saying? I want to say one thing for all the artists that's listening. Yo, we got to get these DJs to play their role. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, you know, this is just my opinion. I feel like a lot of DJs are lost in the sauce. You know what I'm saying? It was a time where the DJs basically, you know, contribute the music and made the radio play what they play to keep the ears tuned to the street. Right now, we got to get back to it in order for us to, you know, really show off this raw talent that we have coming to 2 True Radio. We got to get these DJs on the board, man. You know, they control the movement, and they set the pace, and they tell the radio what to play, not the radio telling the DJ what to play. So we got to get back on that page, man, all the independent artists, man. Tell them DJs about yourselves. Get them to spin the music. Tell them about 2 True, Lady Diamond. You know what I'm saying? Steve Penn and yourselves, man. You know, so that's what this movement is all about, Mr. Tony Two True. With that being said, man, we can definitely, you know, politic, man, and keep networking, man, and you already know how we're going to do it, man. Any leads that I get, I'm going to pass them on to you, and I know you're going to do the same thing, and I know the artist is going to do the same thing. So that being said, man, yeah, you know, so we can – We can definitely do some big things, man, all over, man. We can create a platform and get this raw music, this good music, man, heard. There's no reason why we should.
That's real talk, man. That's real talk. That's what it's all about, man. It's all about networking, like you know, like Steve was just saying, you know, I find an avenue like, wow, you know, let me call Steve, man, and tell him about this Green Hits .com and see what that's all about. Like my boy Jay called me last night. They always doing this. We do this with each other, man. We try to find out and create ways to network for you guys, and we have an opportunity to do that, and I'm really enjoying that. Steve, I'm going to play this other song. I know y'all hear the thunder and popping behind me, but stay fine. I'm not scared of that chump. I'm going to make you back up off of me like this.
Yeah. Monte Carlo.
We tell them, bye bye haters. me like Roger. Mad at my cap, cause we still on the map. You don't wanna hate, you don't wanna give me death. Only time my brothers when the 4-5 clap. You just an opinion, money caller with the fact. Nothing but motivation. Catch me on the freeway blowing pine motivation. The dough one touch, it move like automation. That's why they talk bad, I got something they never had. The streets I got them mad, they trying to steal my swag. I'm like, don't get away. You ain't talking cash shit, you ain't got shit to say. Stop watching me, nah, you suckers ain't stopping me. Why you out here talking, I'm trying to build my monopoly. While you're on the land, I'm higher than astrology. Still gotta shake the haters off, they tryna follow me.
By my haters, by my boy, Monte Carlo, out of the ATL. Everybody down in the ATL, all you gotta do is call your boys over there at B103 and request that. Yeah, request that. Real talk. This is for my boy Steve Penn here. This is Tony Boy out of Vegas. Exclusive. As soon as I get done, had that biatch. Be right back with your boy Steve. Tony.
Yeah.
Impeccable, my wave game's immaculate. I'm feeling swaggerous. The speed is incredible, it's quite too steppable, but still harder than a slab of brick. Sin City, where I learn about that bragging shit, about that dice game, grab my dick, roll the four in the deuce and slide back with the six. If you count money, do your math to this. Yeah, and I ain't worried about y'all trying to holler at the bras that. And I ain't worried if you get up in them drawers, you don't know them sugar walls like. And I don't care if you write a nigga flow, DC at 16 bars, no charge. Before you try to take a nigga whole style and run with it, you don't get none till I'm done with it, right? That more sack, I'm free basing. That means I breathe all crack without tasting that smoke, nigga. Listen, it's no joke. I've
been that broke. Pockets full of nothing, no Newports to smoke. But I been that boy, dragging bags out the mall, spending 100 after 100 after motherfucking hard, y'all. Y'all don't know about hustle, y'all don't know about struggle like
I know.
And y'all don't know about staring down the muzzle of a gun, can't run like
I know.
And y'all don't know how I feel to be the best. Got the whole weight of the city on my chest. Yeah, I got the crown, if you niggas want it, come get it. But you get none till I'm done with it.
Yeah, check it out. What you think about that thing?
You already know how I feel about it. It's my boy, Tony Boy, doing the dig, man. Feeling that joint right there.
Yeah, man, I got your little music playing in the background. That's one of our producers out of here, out of Southern California, Long Beach. He represents Stone Beats. Dude has been real busy with a lot of different artists that you guys are familiar with, but since they're mainstream, I'm not going to really chop their names up on my radio network. They come in and bring some independent artists to our network, and we'll give them some love and talk about them too. Otherwise, as far as I'm concerned, I ain't trying to be no butthole, but it's about the independent artists, man. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Independent artists. I wanted to add something. Jay, you guys are still online, Rufus. You guys are still online.
Yeah.
I wanted to say this, man, that, you know, like, in order for us to be able to succeed in stopping the situation where artists have to sell tickets and straight out pay money to get their music played on the radio or to do a show in somebody's club, the artists are going to have to really stand up and say, hell no. But it's almost stupid for them you guys to try to say hell no to that when there is no venue that's available for you guys to come and present your art. And that's what Steve Penn, Dolly Gold, Miss Diamond, you know, Jay and people like us, that's what we are working on. We're not trying to do a damn thing. We're working on that right now as we speak, on getting you guys a place where you can showcase your art weekly, and that's what we're working on, man. So, you know, just we got to do our thing too. Just like I encourage the artists, you know, you guys should call in. You should talk about your art and talk about other artists that you guys know, because, you know, at the end of the day, if it wasn't for you guys like you and girls like you, ladies and men, you know, we wouldn't have no music. You know, we'll be listening to the same people over and over and over again, you know, and the last thing I'm going to say, you know, you guys, you know, chop it up, Steve, of course, you know, it's your show, dog, you know, and real talk. But, you know, like, I don't want to really, like, use this platform to be negative, but I have to say this, and if it comes out negative, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to throw dirt on nobody, but I was listening to an Eminem track produced by Dre, at least his music today, and it's a brand new cut. It's brand new. It's new, and it sounds whack. It sounds like 80s, late 80s, early 90s Dre beats with Eminem doing the same thing he did when he first came out.
You know, and one thing I like about an artist is if an artist can keep coming every time with something new, changing his swag up a little bit, but every time he comes with, he or she comes with a new track or a new project, it's something innovative. You can have your originality where, you know, your stamp on it where, oh, yeah, that's a Dre. Oh, yeah, that's a Buckham. Oh, yeah, you know, that's a Bill Penn joint right there. But it's got to be unique and different. It's got to be interesting. And I just don't like the way Dre and Eminem did that last album so far. I haven't heard nothing on it that makes me want to play it on my radio network. I really don't, you know. I mean, like, the music that we're playing is hotter than that, man. So, y'all think about what I just said, man?
Well, I mean, my philosophy, too, is they, as you get out there, you know what I'm saying, like, me and a couple of cats, I think me and you, Ken, we don't have this conversation. Cats get to, okay, well, boom, I already got plenty of money. So I'm just going to put something out just to increase my revenue just a little more this year than it was next year. So let me put something out I won't forget about. And that's what's happening with a lot of mainstream artists. They just put stuff out. We as consumers, we are buying it because we're liking that artist. Not to say, okay, well, we gonna like this new CD, but we're going to go buy it because, okay, well, I like this guy, I like that guy. So we go buy it because we want to support that guy because we genuinely like that guy's music. But
right.
The philosophy is, without support, like it, your money. And I hate to say it like that. Maybe I'll correct me if I'm wrong. But to me, for me to go buy something, it got to be some classic. I mean, honestly, it's been a minute. I bought a couple CDs, a couple underground cast CDs, but I be looking for classics. I can't just go buy anything. I'm not
right.
Going to buy anything.
What you think about that, Mr. Penn? What you think about that, Mr. Penn?
I really feel like, you know, the underground music, independent artists have a lot to offer. I feel like the industry right now is really trendy. Once one person starts doing something, everybody jumping on and doing it. And then they tell the up-and-coming artists that they have to do the same. I don't believe in that, and I never believed in that. I never believe in age is an issue. I think good music is straight from the heart. It's a spiritual thing. And, you know, it's a few of them, man, that I still rock and roll with. I'm not going to name them names, but, you know, I feel like unsigned artists has a lot to bring to the game with new ideas, new creativity. And, you know, that's why we're here, man. We're definitely going to support this thing and ride it all the way out. So, you know, my heart is with the independent artists, man.
That's real talk.
That's
hey,
how
Rufus,
I feel.
Rufus, I know you're still on with us, man. I'd like to get your opinion on that, man.
Still here, man. I think good music is good music. Now, I ain't heard that track yet, but I, you know, being a producer and making beats, that's what I might be geared toward listening to first. And I understand that, you know, you can't. It's so hard to come with the same thing all the time. You know, he ain't changed up. Nobody wants to buy it. I know. I'm a jacket. I'm a bootlegging. Personally, it's not hot. You know what I'm saying? If it's hot, I'll go pay for it. You know what I mean? If it's some classic, like some old, I mean, I'm from the roots, like Pete Rock, CL Smooth, that type of classic feel-good music, I'll go pay for it. But other than that, I'm a straight jacket. You know what I mean? And not to say I'm taking food out of their mouth because they eating, but the independent artists, this underground, we not eating, man. You know, we still trying to eat. So for them to stay like that, no, I'm not buying it. I don't think that anybody that's listening to it just buy it because, you know, they just on the bandwagon, man. They just buying it, like you say, because he's an artist. And they I heard another brother mention that they don't want to be forgot. They forgot. they gonna get well forgot when it's said and done, you know. Cause if can you take that to heaven with you? That's what I'm talking about, man.
You can't do it. You can't.
Music,
do it,
then I'm gonna pay for it. But other than that, I ain't gonna. And I can't speak on that track because I haven't heard it yet. So I'm gonna keep my ear out for that. Then you know we can chop it up later about that too.
Yeah, you know my son Goldie Gold. You know he just said, well, Pops, you haven't heard the whole album. He has, and he said there's some hot joints on there, but, you know, like, you know, until I hear it, and I know when I hear it, he let me hear the one he's talking about, I'm going to like, okay, yeah, that's hot because, you know, we share the same ear. But I tell you what, hey, Steve, I'm going to show everybody what's really hot. Check this out.
Yes, sir. What it do, family? What it do, family? 2-2 Radio. This your boy, Goldie Gold, here with my dude, Steve Penn. What it do, baby?
Yeah, yeah. Not much, man. Cooling out. Listen to the show, man. Enjoying this great music. You know what I'm saying?
You hosting this Tony 2-2 style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. You already know how we do. It's all fam. It's all love. Shout out to all my peoples, man. I know I missed some of y'all, man, but you know my love is there for you. You know what I'm saying? Got any questions, any requests, man, feel free to call that number that Goldie about to give you right now.
Yes, sir. Hit us up at 347-884-8065. That's blogtalkradio.com/2-2-radio. Pen in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Don in the house. You know what I'm saying? What it do, Ruth?
What's good with you, Goldie? How you feeling, man?
I'm loving it, man. You know, we've been storming all day out here in California. You know what I'm saying? We got the thunderstorms raining and stuff. I'm like, wow. You know?
Wow. I heard y'all got shut down for a little while, man. Power. What, you got a power outage?
No, just our internet. You know what I'm saying? All the internet, all that was down, the cell phones and stuff. You know. But hey, I've seen like the thunder been striking like every 15 seconds on the regular when it get to cracking. It's you know, fire trucks is all out everywhere today.
It's funny though, cause you, Buster Deaton told me back in the day never rained in Southern California. What happened?
You know what I'm saying? I was just thinking about that. I was going to cut the drought too. I don't know what part of Cali they was in during the drought, but shoot.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
We'd be flooded in, you know what I'm saying? It'd be flooded out here. I done lost a couple cars due to the floods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
But, hey, it ain't nothing like that rain out there in Atlanta. Woo!
Yeah, we have our seasons, man, where it do nothing but rain. Then we have our drought seasons, man, where we like, where the water at? You know, but when it comes, man. And you know, you gotta take the good with the bad, man. You know, when it rains too much, people say, man, it's raining too much. When there ain't no rain, they complaining. So, you know, we gotta take whatever the man upstairs give us, man, and work with it.
My
first
day out in Atlanta, it was beginning of July. You know what I'm saying? It's like around 4th of July and stuff, and it was cloudy but hot in the mug. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro, we went to the store. Man, immediately, it just out of nowhere, fire down rain, I swear.
That's how I do. A lot of times just come out of nowhere.
It'd be a bright, sunny day, and the next thing you know, you in your shorts and your jersey, and then you drenched. You know what I'm saying? Everybody running to the cars and stuff. We like plenty of days when it had them, you know. So
yeah.
At least out here, you know it's coming. You can smell it in the air and everything.
You know, Riley, y'all talking about coming to Atlanta, man. I got to come out to the West Coast, man. I've never been out there, man. And I got a lot of homies that's from out there, man. They always telling me, Stevie, I get you out there. You love Cali, and I know I will. So, you know, I'm trying to get out that way.
About Atlanta, you know, everybody that ain't never been to Atlanta, it is the place to be. You know what I'm saying? If you ever visit Atlanta and you know, you can just up and uproot ship and dip, then that's the place to be, you know what I'm saying? Because Atlanta's where it's really growing. Ever since I've been
in,
I was in the mid-90s, you know what I'm saying? I ain't do nothing but grow out there. Shoot, I came back styling when I came back to Cali, you know. New lingo.
So basically you was out here when they was wilding out here, you know what I'm saying? Freaknik 95,
oh, yeah,
to bring that up.
Oh,
but, you know, we got to put that in there for those who have been there. We know there's a lot of
Nick,
people
I
probably
had,
listening.
I had
probably,
I
you know.
In 95, 96, and 97. That's when I did the Freaknik thing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then it got crazy in 97, so they kind of like shut it down and sent it to Florida for 98, 99. You know, they just left it alone. They just do Spring Bling now, you know? So
I'm still waiting on my big homie to lie.
I had to get down there and bring Cali back to Atlanta and reintroduce the Freaknik one of these summers coming up.
hey, but you know what, though? When we reintroduce it, because you know I'm going to, because I got to be involved in it, my man Go to Go, just to let the ladies know when Go to Go around, all y'all be found, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
That makes sense, but y'all know what I mean.
Go. I done rung some ears out there in the ATL. Don't trip. I did my little, you know, my little 6 years. I put it down out there, you know. So I'm sure we still got some straggling. Gotta have some insurance, you know what I'm saying? Gotta have some insurance. I got a whole host of friends and families waiting on us, me and Tutu, to get out there. You know, I'm going to have to, you know, I'm gonna jump in weekends and, you know, a couple days out of the week or something like that, you know, while he out there. But I ain't going to be able to, you know, just up and run, you know, like Tutu about to set this off. Y'all going to have it, man. We got some big stuff planned for, you know, the near future. You know, July
That's
is
right.
awesome down there. July and August is going to be, ooh, man, it's going to be crazy out there in the ATL, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's going down for sure, man.
Just keep on.
It's going down.
Tutu Radio.
Just got to solidify this date, man. When we solidify this date, definitely everybody's going to know. No, we want all the artists to come out and support each other, man, because, you know, that's what it's all about. A lot of artists, man, it seems like, you know, mainly with rappers, man, it just seems like, you know, they don't want to support each other, man. And I don't understand it because it's like each one teach one, man. If the artists support each other, man, you know, the thing can be real big. you know, but a lot of artists is caught up where you from or what you repping. I tell people all the time, man, I don't rep places. I rep people. You know what I'm saying? Like, because the A is not mine. Connecticut's not mine. Cali's not mine. But my people, you know what I'm saying, that support me, that's who I repping. You know what I'm saying? I support them back. So I think that's really important, man.
Your hotline blowing up today. You know what I'm saying? We got two of them. We got one out of the 706. Last four digits, 3779. You on live.
All right.
Radio, what it do?
What up, y'all?
Man,
what's going on?
Hello? Hello,
yeah.
What's up? What's happening?
What's popping, Larry? Y'all hear my boy?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello?
We can hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, I'm fine. What's up, man? What up, y'all? This is Ned and Liz representing Sam Millie, man. What's going on with y'all, man?
Not much, man. What's going on with you, homie?
Oh, nothing. Just listening to the show, man, or whatever. Yeah, I feel what y'all saying when it comes to that supporting each other type of thing. That's why we, you know, we got to keep calling in and keep listening and keep looking out for, you know what I'm saying, new music. That's what we be
that's
doing.
Right.
I be networking down here where I'm at in Columbus, Georgia, you know what I'm
okay.
saying, around listening to other people and, you know what I'm saying, you know. And that's how I met Steve Penn, you know. What up, Steve?
What up, homie?
It was good, yeah.
Not much, man.
I was up in Atlanta.
Yeah, you know.
We up there this weekend, so.
Okay, we met up. You know what I'm saying? We met up and, you know, they brought some good table, good music to the table. You know what I'm saying? Boy Led, thing. You know, we're going to get them up here, let them be a part of this movement that we're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? But what you think as far as, you know what I'm saying, like the DJs, man, like the DJs go, man, you know, what do you think, you know, DJs can do to help what we're trying to do and how do we reach them and get them to listen? Got any input on that?
Oh, man, don't get me started on the DJs nowadays. I feel that they just need to just keep it real, man. I just feel that they, like a lot of the DJs nowadays, like you say, they getting paid to play stuff or they just be, excuse my language, you know, they just be, you know, kind of D-riding, you know what I'm saying, certain artists. So they be getting, you know, playing that's just their music and whatever they put out, just like you said about Eminem earlier, like dudes just like him just because they like him. So they just going to buy his own, you know what I'm saying, buy his stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel DJs be doing that too as well. They just like, oh, it's that new Eminem, so I'm just going to play it, even though it's whack, though. Just like,
yeah.
I couldn't be, me personally, I couldn't be, you know, like what's the dude's name, on 106 and Park, Terrence, and then, you know, and Rossi. You know, I know sometimes they be playing videos, and I know they be like, man, this is really garbage, but they got to keep the face and be like, yo.
But they got to play.
Yeah, they got to play it off and be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a nice little joint or whatever, man. I couldn't even be in the audience, and I put it on blast. Like, yo, I don't like that. That's not garbage. But that's just me. I think you need more DJs that's like that. That's like, man, you know, like back in the day when Red Alert and all them was on. I was like, yo, I ain't playing that. That's garbage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
It was like that back in the day. It need to come back like that, man. That's how I feel about it, though.
Well,
that's,
you know,
real talk.
Power over the mic no more like they used to. You know, 10 years ago, they had a lot of power over their mic. But now, you know, everything is regulated. So a lot of the times, you know, it's getting your stuff played on the radio. Okay, they're playing a whole bunch of lollipop. You know what I'm saying? That lollipop, blah, blah, blah. You know, we got to strategically write stuff to get on the radio with. You know, if a lot of cats is talking about killing and smoking and fucking
exactly.
stuff like that, then it's going to be harder for us as, you know, indie artists that want to be mainstream on the traditional radios. They got to, you know, I'm saying, you got to have radio versions, and that's just not, you know, bleeping out
that's,
your cuss words before you send it to the radio station. You know what I'm saying? Because I, for one, I listen to the music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm sitting here, I'm trying to feel where you're coming from, what you're talking about. And if you're not talking about nothing, then I ain't mad at you. But if you are saying
right.
something, then I'm right there with you. I'm gonna let you know. And, you know, I'm as blunt as they come. I'm not finna be sitting here telling you your junk is hot when your junk is
right.
hot, you know, and, you know.
Yeah, I
I'm
feel that, though, so like, I'm going to put it like a situation, like with my brother music, right? He know the little DJ down here, and the DJ be feeling his music or whatnot, right? And but it's like when he put him up against, you know, he got to put him on the joint with the up against another artist to see if the people like it.
Yeah, but see, that's like they got to call in and say Pump It or Dump It. Oh, we like number one. We like number two. Bump that. You know what I'm saying? We just put them in rotation, dude. If I think you hot, I'm not going to put you on no show to where you got to compete against Can't Get Right or you got to compete
right.
against Mr. Buckham or Monte Carlo
right.
or Young T.
Right.
Why would I put you up against somebody like that if I know that, you know, potentially, you know, in a couple years you might graduate, you know, your lyrics and get better at it? I'm not going to do that to you and try to humiliate you just to play your music. You know,
right.
like me saying, you know what, the only time I'm going to play your music is if I play some Busta Rhymes afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Or some Kanye coming on. Then people ain't even listening to you no more. You know?
He was like, okay. Hello? Am I still
yeah.
on?
Still
no,
on?
I was saying that it's not up against nobody like that's like Busta Rhymes in the industry. It's like two underground artists going against, you know, the dudes is from Columbus, Georgia, you know, and they playing, you know, it's kind of like down south or whatever, and it's kind of like, you know, that jump, and you know what I'm saying, tear up the club type stuff or whatever, get up against, you know, our type of music, which we do very little cussing, even on our non-radio joints, you know what I'm saying, I make it a point to me and my brother, we do very little cussing, we write, like, straight lyrics without no cussing, period, you know what I'm saying, most of the time. So that's what I'm saying, as in, like, he played it up against that. And it's just like, you know, it's not really him. It's just the, you know, it's really the fans, too. It's like they want to listen to that type of ignorant type of stuff where my brother, we be talking about something, you know what I'm saying? So they, you know, they kind of like, all right,
if they're going to do it like that, they need to put 100 different indie artists in on random. And you know what I'm saying? And just hit the button random, and whoever come on is whoever come on. You know what I'm saying? If they're going to be putting people up against each other. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not fair to me. Like I say again, okay, it might not be a Busta Rhyme. But you know
right.
out of the pen projects who the Busta Rhyme is or who the Can't Get Right is or who the hottest dude in your camp. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, we're not just going to shelf everybody else and market the hottest artist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'll put everybody on random, and then, you know, here's four songs. Who the hottest one y'all think? And you know what I'm saying? And I could just, you know, put a whole, you know, 100 songs in a random box and just let them play at will. You know, I might end up getting a whole bunch of pen projects in that four that I choose. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just, it all depends on how many artists is actually trying to send me that music. But we got somebody else that wants to say something. We out of the ATL. You know what I'm saying? It's 770. Last four digits is 8706. You got something to say about this?
Hey, what's going on?
What it do? What it do? What it say?
Steve. Hey, Steve, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron.
What's up, y'all? Everything's good, man. You know, I had to jump in on this conversation here. You know.
Hi.
Whoo! You know my history. You know our history.
Yeah, yeah.
And, we don't need, you know what I mean? We're talking about the DJs and stuff like that. DJs right now, they're trying to eat, man.
Right.
DJs are not like they used to be.
Exactly.
Red Alerts, Funk Flex, you know, they had, ever since they got rid of that payola, ever since they got rid of that, everything went downhill.
Right.
You could have a record, I mean, forget about BET, MTV, and all that. You could have a record, and Funk Flex put that record on. It's a rap. You going places without video.
That's right.
You're on the top 10 video 106 part, 5 days a week. You're only getting your video played one time a day if you make the top 10.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Too True, man. This is Tony Too True.
How you doing?
Who's on the air with us, 770?
This is Ron. I'm Steve Penn's brother-in-law.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, man. I'm feeling this. Let me say this, man. Let me offer this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movement going on.
Yeah.
There's been a change in the music industry, like when rock and roll hit the scene.
Right.
It's changed. And in that change, what's happened is the way radio is, the way the DJs are and all of that. Like, I was listening to you guys talk earlier, and I want to touch a couple things. But
right.
First thing I want to touch is this. Like, with the DJs, for example, what Steve Penn and Jay, Diamond, Too True, what we do is, especially me, I'm like on it like 50 hours a week,
right.
3 and 4 and 5 and 6 in the morning.
Right.
I network with DJs all around the country.
Right.
I'm trying to re-educate them. They got to take their power back because the old way is not working anymore.
Right.
And so far we've been pretty successful with the amount of time that I've done this particular, I like to call it strategic marketing. Like if you have the Busta Rhyme type of lyricist or whatever, you know, there is a market for people that like that type of music. There's a market for people that like that lollipop. There's
right.
a market for people that like R&B and country. And it's going to take a movement for the independent industry like what we're trying to model
right.
to get the word out by networking, artists talking to artists, talking to artists, talking to artists. You cannot go to your local radio station, V103 in Atlanta, and say, hey, check this out. Play this record for me.
Correct.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because they're used to the old school ways, like you mentioned earlier, the payola, et cetera, et cetera. Now, that's on that level. On the other thing that I wanted to retouch on again was about networking. Like, it's important to let the DJs know, like my boy DJ F out of Baltimore, Maryland.
Right.
DJ can, you know, he's got like about 10 DJs working out of his studio. And what he does is say, hey, man, play this cat's music in the clubs tonight and get back with me with the feedback. See if it's rocking the club. And so he gets back to DJ F, and then me and DJ F, we always touch base a couple times a week, and he say, man, that cat Get Right or that cat Mr. Buckham or Bill Penn, man, they hot as hell, man. They had that club rocking.
Right.
So that what we have to do, all of us, you guys in particular as artists, you guys have to network. You got to let them know, man, your music is hot. And your music needs to be played on the radio. Unlike traditional radio, internet radio, us, blogtalkradio.com particularly, and the way Too True Radio is dealing with this this movement, we're not regional or local.
Right.
We have the opportunity to play the artist's music all around the world, the World Wide Web.
Right.
So we're on a mission to do this, and it's getting done. And when it gets done, everybody going to want to come and holler at us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got to play this song again because, again, for the third week, this is the hottest shit out as far as Tony Too True is concerned. Forgive me, artists. I love y'all. I love your music, but check this shit out.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Boy, it took a long time coming. Shout out, came up on them. Hey, told them, haters. Do it like this.
Call him the weatherman, hot trap money in the
and the whip gang sick. You should see the way I switch. Got top model hoes coming in, take a pic. Yeah, you got a good life, but you ain't living like this. 10 grand in my jeans got me walking like a star. I ain't dancing in the club, I'm spending money at the bar. After party on me, I'm putting cushion in the bar. Roof open in the Jag, blowing bush out the car. Hit the telly every night and party like a rock star. 26 is on the whip, yeah, that's a hot car. Fast money, what I'm giving, living like a pop star. Last night did a show just to buy a new whip. Threw a stack in the crowd just to get a little attention. Yeah, I sound like money, so the whole world
shouted on. Came up,
I got hot money. I got hot clothes.
Shouted on, came up.
I got a hot crib. I got hot jewelry. I got a hot home.
Shouted on, came up.
I got hot money. I got hot hot. I got hot clothes.
Shouted on, came up.
I got a hot crib. I got hot jewelry. I got a hot home. She was on my space. Shouted, heard I got a deal and the label cut the check. Gave your boy half a meal. Now they hitting up my phone. Wanna know if it was real. My reply was, hold up. Wait a minute, bitch. Shout it came up, and everybody started jacking. 50 deep in the club, and the crowd body rocking. D-Rock on the track, got that 808 knock. 5 stacks for a verse, shout it, this is why I'm hot. And the Fruit Loop Chevy sitting high up in the lot. I'll probably get robbed if I tell you what I got. Well known in the street for putting hoes out the drop. Got rap money now, so I closed up the shop. When my first check clear, I put a bell on the block. Yeah, my chain hang low, just to compliment my watch. I get money in my seat, bitch, my grind don't stop. Flash screens on the wall just to watch them niggas talk.
Shouted on, came up.
I got hot money. I got hot whip. I got hot clothes.
Shouted on, came up.
I got a hot crib. I got hot jewelry. I got a hot home.
Shouted on, came up.
I got hot money. I got hot whip. I got hot clothes.
Shouted on, came up.
I got a hot crib. I got hot jewelry. I got a hot
radio. I lied. Here's another one. I lied. Here's another one. Hot as hell, man. Check this out. All over the board with you.
That's it. Right for my queens.
Yeah. I think I need a piece of this. Here, come and talk to me. I really want to meet you, girl. I really want to know your name. See, baby, I'm a gangster, Mac. I never pressure ya. I get your mind right for being dressing ya. Stuck of the energies to be the ones catching ya. Stepping up the game, shorty, Green's not the regular. I'm from a generation, legacy of pimpetry. They often imitate for me, it's in my bloodstream. I'm looking mean, I'm kosher. Relax your mind and take a hit up on this dosha. I'm about to find the things, baby, I'll be getting it. Them buckers on that regular, but me, I'm on the squidish. And you ain't got a trip, you're safe with me. The gangster and the gentleman is what you got, friend. So lay it down to your man so he doesn't trip. I hate to flatline him cause he been a nuisance. Let's play the odds, please, and get between the sheets. And let your brother Big Friend peep you in the freak.
Excuse me, miss, can you tell me what your name is? Lady, cause I think that you and he are best. Makes the love high. You need to experience. It may change your life. I want to give you this gangsta love.
Excuse me. Can I have a minute of your time? Maybe a little extra, your grand prize. Walk with your head up and I understand why. You got an attitude and it's cool, I let it slide. I want a little more than a piece of that pie. I'd never get you high off my love and leave you dry. Cause you a soul sister, Steve's a go-getter. Spot a fly ball like you, I go get her. And I ain't running game, I just like what I see. Your boy gentleman, you should ride with a G. Now slide in the feed, let me take you to that next level. Some romance, it's your ex-man, couldn't handle. A romance with the dawn like the tinted candles. I guarantee I turn you on, hit the right channels. Have you feeling like every day Saturday? And you ain't gotta rush like most to get that cat away. Unless you with it, then I slip on that Hathaway. Set the mood right with the moonlight, then have a taste. And stay with you, I paint a picture you can't erase. So clear the canvas, tell your man he's been replaced.
Excuse me, miss, tell me what your name is. Lady, cause I think that you in need of this.
Dark rose prefer
girl without the cream. Then I can sip you all day like when it hits tea. You got a nigga here thinking all type of crazy things. Most of all, I'm thinking how you get that dad in the
never
team.
Never compare me to your ex-lover, my darling. I'm Mr. Charming. You can play hard to get, but that ain't a problem. Cause that look in your eyes, feel like it popping. So mysterious and curious by what you're hiding. I got a fetish for your love, girl. Go diving. Rose petals in the room will be slow grinding. A true friend indeed. That's what you got in me. A pro cutter. No broke brother that plays Boston. Want you all for myself, and baby, possibly we can show the world the true meaning of monogamy.
Uh-huh. It messed me up. My first thought was a wedding ring. Skin's probably so good. Yeah. Make a brother want to sing. Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you, girl. I really want to know your name. But I'ma let the home kick the rest like this.
Excuse me, miss. Tell me what your name is, lady, cause I think that you in need of this. Instead of high, you need to experience, it may change your life. I want to give you this instead of high.
That's fabulous, girl.
You're listening to blogtalkradio.com. 22 presents exclusive by the incomparable Season 10. Heard here first on Scoop Radio. What's good,
man? Not much, man. Just chilling, man. Waiting for my boy to walk through the building. Hope he ain't get stuck in traffic about this time. But you know, got my eyes open. I'm peeping around the corners. You know what I'm saying? See if you're gonna come through and. And tell the Block Talk people, Tony Two True about himself, man, and continue rocking to this music, man, and having some great dialogue about this music. You know, the support of the DJs and the independent artists that's trying to get heard. You know, we open up some good information right now. We're being real informative to the listeners, man. So, you know, just enjoying the show, man, as usual. I want to give a big shout out to my boy Big Ron, man, for calling in and supporting, man. A fan right there, you know, true hip hop head to the fullest, man. So appreciate that call, big homie.
All right. Real talk, man. Real talk. That's what it's all about, man. Dialoguing, man. We just had a caller, man, that came up on the switchboard. God is good, man. He's always blessing us. Everybody's listening and online, man. Again, that number is 347-884-8065. If you guys want to call in and chop it up with your boy Steve Penn, and
yo,
I got my boy, Big J on the line. You know what I'm saying? I got my boy Rue on the line. I think Bill Penn. I still see Bill Penn. He's peeking around the corner there, but you know, he's online whenever he wants to be. We got an open mic situation going on around here, man. I'm really loving it, man. Steve, they don't know, man, what we're doing, man. We're coming to Atlanta. I'm moving me and my two little boys to Atlanta, man. God is blessing, man, you know. Everybody wants to get involved. They need to holler at us, man. Steve going to tell y'all how to get in touch with this Blue Area Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Because too true love talking to all you guys, man, but I'm getting in a lot of trouble. I'm talking to so many people that I'm not able to follow up with all of you guys like I need to be doing. That's one of the reasons why we're moving this operation to Atlanta, so that I can get the staff that my boy Jay and my boy Stephen Penn has put together, Miss Diamond has put together, so that we can do this networking thing for the movement 24/7 around the clock, 7 days a week. It can't stop. You know, we're gonna have we're gonna do this big show. I'm not gonna really elaborate on it too much. We have all mostly artists and people like that listening. So everybody that's listening, this is good information for you. We're going to do an August show, but it's going to be wild. It's going to be different. But ultimately, what we're doing is not using words like if and try. What we are doing is putting together a situation where we're securing a facility where we have the ability. I don't want it like a regular nightclub where just, like, you know, sure, people in the neighborhood can come. The doors are open, but it's mostly going to be for artists to come, bring their people, all the people that we're networking to the club, or, you know, whatever we're going to decide to call it. I know it's going to be Steve Penn's project or something like that. You know, those guys will figure out the name of it. I don't really care, but The idea is to have a place where independent artists, not only in Atlanta, but all around if they can get there, where they can come and have an appropriate platform to do their shows, and they have a network, Two True Radio Network, that's connected with a lot of people that are going to push this thing. We're not going to accept failure as an option. We're going to do it. Artists are going to be able to come and perform. It's not going to cost them any money, but they will be hot. We're not playing no games. You know, I look at a lot of shows like I notice you guys have to do a lot of running and physical exercising and stay in shape. And if that's true, artists, I hope you guys are doing that, man.
Oh, yeah. You know, me personally, I try to get it in, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't loyal to it right now, but I try to get it in at least twice a week.
Hey,
at least.
Are you on the line, Jay? I know that's Steve talking. Jay, you still with me?
Three times a week.
Man, check this out. I just said we was going to kill that word try, and Steve came right back and
killed it. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
All right.
I apologize.
I got to get better, man.
But, you know, I'm going to get it in a little bit more than I have been because it's serious right now, man. Like, this is not a game. So,
no.
You know, we got to come with the full package. Get the physical frame right, get the mental right, and make big things happen. Because you know, without your health, you know, you ain't got nothing.
That's right.
So that's real important.
That's right, and it's good to have be building a. You know, there are a lot of advantages and things like that for the network that we built, and it's getting bigger and bigger. But one of the other advantages Yeah, you're here. You're online. One of the other advantages that I really love about this network that we're building here, Steve, and you guys, is that, you know, you artists, if you guys keep connected, man, and continue to network with each other, not only can you support each other and keep each other encouraged, but you guys will make magic together, man. When minds come together on a project, man, you cannot imagine, the magic and the miracles that can happen with music, like let's just say like BOP and get with this guy right here. Check this out.
Lyrical Madness, powered by hate, pain.
Serious about this style.
Betrayal.
It's your boy Too True.
Darkness.
I ain't playing with y'all.
All of the above that takes away the love. Yo, now when it comes to my style, I'm on a whole nother passion. That'll make you slow your roll like Southern Cali traffic on the 91 freeway with mad delay. To let you know your ride is real with anything that he say. So miss me with the do's and don'ts of fooling with the industry, cause my lyrical energy won't let me pretend to be anything I ain't, like a gangster or a killer. Don't care about the eyes and in, all about the thriller, cause I never let the materialist agenda me from doing what I gotta do to live my born supremacy. Walking with serenity, the source of being clear and free. Me mugging the devil with no fear in what I see. Walking through hell to get a thin slice to heaven, cause I'm living in the past and recognized as a peasant. But I ain't gonna let the situation keep me chained. I'ma break out of the yoke and seek a change, make a meaning for my name, breaking even with the pain, and making sure everything that I do is not in vain. So I'ma rain on you cause I'm storming in the brain, enough to bring an enormous flood to your terrain. So wash away the garbage they be pumping in the streets, complimented by a catchy hook and a bumping beat. But when it comes to me, there won't be enough to defeat, cause I got what it takes to make the people feel what I speak. The poetry is deep and the philosophy is wise, doing what I can positively to free my mind away from the darkness that kept my spirit confined, and into the light that made my appearance divine. And now I'm getting live, liver than I ever been. What a story to tell, and when I tell it, it's relevant, even when it's irrelevant to the fellowship element. I'm compelling my brethren to excel to the rebelness, prevail with intelligence, what a hell of a development settling, while recognizing there will always be someone better than the technique that I'm handling, that'll make you believe that get right can never be one of your average MCs.
You see, it's important to demonstrate that we have some of the best music in the world playing on Too True Radio, and I'm not just saying that because I'm Tony Too True. It's just real, man, you know, and it ain't me. I can't sing and rap and do none of that. I can play some drums and all that stuff. I'm played out as a musician, and I'm too old. You know, like I said, Jay and I was talking yesterday. He'll tell you, I'm not lying to you, when I tell you that this industry is about the 18 to 35-year-olds. So the old guys and gals like me, what we should be doing is everything that we can do to encourage you guys to do what you're doing and go further than that. Try. See, I did it. I'm guilty. I used try. But do everything that we can do to create opportunities for all of you. You know, I know for a fact that there is good music out there in the mainstream, but I also know for a fact that there are not the only ones that play good music like this. This little lady is hot too. Check her out.
Yeah.
Check this out, area code 404, your last four digits is 3735. After I pop this Viagra and get with this fine little woman I got sitting over here, I'm gonna do this to her. And we're gonna be back with your boy Steve Penn. He's gonna take that call, 404-9083. Let me hit this piece right here, I'll be right back.
Thank you. wanna make love. Yeah, in the middle of the dance floor, a free last dance, way low in your ass fall. So go on, make it work. Cause all I wanna know is what's under that shirt. I like the way you swerve. I just wanna see if that kitty cat purrs. What's wrong with the choice of liquor? Said it makes a wow, so I got the picture. After two shots, you let me lick and kiss her. Took her to the back and then the pretty dicky dinner. Up against the wall, come to find out she was shy at all. Body held her thick, fine and tall. The crazy thing is that I didn't know her name at all.
I might be 51 almost, but I still beat it up. This your boy Tony. I'm saying no FCC restrictions, but I ain't gonna go too far. Hey Steve, man,
yeah.
And we got like a half hour left, man. It's been great, the conversation, man. You got a caller on 404, last four digits 3735. I think I know who this is, but I think I know who it is. Yeah.
Oh, I had to swap back in on the Howl phone, man. It was working, man. So I had to swap back in on the Howl phone.
Hey, strong.
But yeah, I had a comment from my boy Mr. Buck when he had checked in when we was having a discussion earlier. You know what I mean? Everybody who really know Buck, if we got other people who know he's a big outcast, good at my excuse of putting the expression out there to say all these mainstream artists. But he a fan of those guys, so his thing he wanted me to quote to you guys was he loved making music that's like, you know what I'm saying, based towards the other way because that's what he grew up to. But being that that's not what they want to play in the club, even though he got music that can go, he could take his music to MJQs and Apache Studio, you know where those places are, and get that music played. But yet and still, he still had to come up with Came Up and Offset just to get into the other clubs like Club Libra and Fig Eights so that they'll understand where he's coming from too. So that's the comment he wanted me to make to you guys.
Ben, I appreciate that. I want to just make one quick statement on that, though. And that's one good thing about what we're doing, Jay, and you already know this. We're gonna have a platform where these artists can come and do their art. I hate for someone to tell me if I put a piece together and I present it, and then you tell me, look, you need to do this to it. Like, just like that track you sent me, and you say, hey, man, let's play this on the radio. And I said, all right, and then we went back and forth on it. And then one of the things I said was, I said, shorten the beginning, shorten the end, and then, you know, like that hook, it, you know, expanded some. And then I didn't play it for a couple of days, but I did play it today. In its entirety, because, you know, you don't tell an artist shit like that. It's either you like it or you don't. But if the music is hot, just because Jim Bob don't like it, it don't mean the other 500,000 people don't like it. And that's what I love about internet radio. The way we are able to do it is we're going to play that music. And then once we get to Atlanta, and we start doing our shows, and we open up our own location like we're working on, artists will be able to come and get on the mic and talk about whatever they want to talk about, as long as it's hot and as long as they're not trying to bring no negative shit up into the spot with that banging stuff and all that. We're going to have class. You know what I'm saying?
That's
but
right.
Tell an artist, what he can't play. And when the dude is hot, man, the hell with that. You know, this cat is not singing baby doll shit. He's a gangster rapper, or she's a she raps like that. You, that's how you kill a person's spirit. Or
of course,
spirit.
Of course.
Back up. Yeah, yeah. No, Tony, man, I'll take the mic, but we got a caller on. It's some static. Can you, are you guys still with me? I know you are.
I'm still with you.
Yeah, yeah, we got some static. I don't know if that's coming from me or not. It probably is because Southern California is inundated with a real serious storm right now, and I'm gangster with it because usually I'm a coward. Keep it real, man. When the thunder and the lightning go, I get myself somewhere, and, you know, I'm used to turning the lights off. And
that's the Lord talking.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, God understands.
Turn everything off.
Yeah, but God understands that, and, you know, he got me on this phone doing this right now on the computer because this is his business, like I said. But that last song, Beat It Up, by the way, was my boy Brian Wilson, Andre Boogie Wilson's.
Aight.
Them dudes.
Shout out to Andre Boogie Wilson.
Real talk.
Do
you know
thing,
what?
Brother.
Our boy DJ F out of Baltimore, Maryland, man, this dude is something else, man. I'm going to play one of his cuts, but before we do that, check this out. Steve, we got someone that's calling in 203, last four digits are 6017. You're on the line live with your boy Tony Tuchu and Steve Penn and my boy Jay.
What's up?
What's good,
what's
man?
Going on?
Chilling, man. What's up?
What it do, homie?
Chilling, man.
Who we talking to?
Bill Penn on the line.
Bill Penn, yeah.
What's up,
man? Hey, I'm
good.
Man, we doing good, man. Check this out. We got like 26 minutes left, but I got my boy, man, DJ F. Out of Baltimore, Maryland, man. I love this cat, man. I'm going to spin something DJ F was playing around with in the studio. And ain't no telling what it is. I don't care what it is because I know dude make me laugh. Plus, me and him doing big things with this independent music thing, man. I want to hear this dude. Check it out. I bet you it's funny. Check it out. Ain't never heard this. Y'all scared to do shit like this.
Relationship, ideas, reason to write this song. True lasting happiness, recognize the thought, recognize your thinking. Enjoy the circumstances, God is the plan. Now it's in my hand, making decisions with the right hand, making decisions with the left hand. Now I'm fine, not like refined. Now it's the blessing within. Assemble your thoughts, destroy the devil. The fruit, gain wisdom, speak wisdom like a philosopher. Study, gain more faith, and destroy the hate. Like I'm like a baby, swimming in the lake. Stand up, yo man up, don't give up. Just wait for new day. Posing me, picture me, just to grab attention. Did I mention the nation will see my ass, the greatest, the baddest, Mr. Handsome. I have God on my side, purpose and theme. You know what I do, you know what I mean. Moral benefits of wisdom upon me.
DJF, man, don't. That's my boy, man. That's my boy. That boy right there playing y'all music. He playing y'all music in them clubs down there in Baltimore. So, like, guys affiliated with Tutu Radio, Steve Penn and them, get ready. Keep some luggage by you because he's doing his best to get you guys to come down there and make some cheese in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
In the surrounding areas. It's real talk, man. Yeah. How y'all loving this Tutu Radio thing, man? I'm loving y'all, man. What's up? Y'all hear that lightning?
Hey, I'm going to send all y'all, I'm going to send everybody some of that good Hawaii weather, y'all. For
man,
real.
Can you guys hear that lightning and thundering behind me? Really, seriously?
Yeah, I heard the Lord talking.
Man,
I heard the Lord talking.
Man. Hey, this is the first time in my life. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not scared because, you know, I fear the Lord. But, you know, like when I hear it coming and getting ready to pop, I'll take the phone away from my face, you know what I'm saying? But I put it back up any other time, man. I'm telling you, I'd be like in the room, nothing on in the house. Period. But, you know, God says that. He says that this must be done. This must be done. You know, so yeah. I hope that sound effect comes over on my shows because they're archived, and then, you know, they can feel the spirit of the Holy Ghost. And I ain't trying to get religious about it, but this is real. This can't be stopped, man. I love the conversation that we had today, man. Our callers were great. You know, that's why I like to network mostly with the artists. That's the only way to do it, with the artists and then, you know, the DJs and all the other people, you know. But I'm gonna really love it when I get to Georgia, because I'm gonna be in my game. I'm gonna be in my game where, you know, I love doing business. I love looking at men and women in their eyes, and, you know, like from all different industries, they've lost their money. Investors are looking to diversify, and what better to diversify in and invest in some projects with the independent artists that are on the rise, you know. So I'm looking forward to getting down there, guys, not just for the shows and all that stuff, but, you know, I wanna be in some conference rooms begging, and this means a lot to me. So without all of you artists participating and sending your music and networking with your boy Tony Two True, sending me all that love, none of this would be possible. But because our Creator knew that this was going to go down, he made it happen like that. Now, Jay, Steve, y'all got to save me, man, because I'll keep talking, man.
No, do what you do, man. We can get into some more music real quick. I got a couple calls coming in, and we get back right at y'all, man. Spend some more of them hot joints, and keep vibing, ride this thing out.
Man, that sounds like a, you know, Steve, hey, you guys, Steve got some hot stuff up on this music catalog that I'm looking at here, man, and some of the stuff he won't let me play yet. So this is what I'm gonna do, man. I mean, let's listen to my girl Danny Girl, man, out of Los Angeles, West Coast. Here's Chris. For my hip hopper. Miss Diamond is in the house.
Miss Diamond.
I see you
peeking.
I see you peeking, but I ain't speaking.
Yes, daddy girl. Yeah, that was Danny girl.
Man,
the lightning is popping out here, Miss Diamond. How you
doing? I'm doing good. Hey, sweetie pies, my homeboy Steven.
How are you doing today, this lovely lady?
I am truly blessed. I got your phone call. I got your call, but I was on another call with my chocolate bar. So.
Okay. You go on with the chocolate bar now.
Yeah, she's so messed with that chocolate bar stuff. You know, I had to stop the whole show when I seen this diamond peeking around the corner. But, Steve, you got a caller from the 404, last four digits, 9083. You on air live with your boy, Tony Tutu, Miss Diamond, and the incomparable Steve Penn.
You know, it's your boy, man, Mr. Buckle, man, a.k.a. Offset, Shawty, Kavassi, Shawty.
What it do, Mr. Buckle?
What's going on, homie?
Man, how you doing, baby?
I'm good. I've been peeking in, you know what I'm saying, dropping in on the show every now and then. I'm out here trying to get some what I call governmental paper, you know, some tax, some stuff they're going to tax.
That's right. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I just want to let y'all know y'all doing a good job out there, man. You know, I got some people rocking to you all over the A, man. They loving what's going on, you know.
Man, appreciate you, Buckle, man. I'm going to be down there with you in a minute, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Choo-choo coming, boy. I'm coming, boy. I'm going to be down there with you in a minute, man. I'm looking forward to all the things that we got going on, man. We know God is good, man. We setting it off, man. It ain't no joke.
Oh yeah, we gotta expose these folks to something new out here, man. I mean, we got some closed-minded people out here. We need some people who think like y'all to come and, you know, open their ears up. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's exactly what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing.
Hit Hotline up, huh? Wake them up, everybody.
Oh yeah, that's what we're going to do.
You know what? Hey, last night I was kind of thinking about, you know. Atlanta, you know, I did 8 years down there, and I left in 2002. I've been back and forth, but I can't wait to get back on the 85 and do some of this. Check this out. Young T, Cleveland, Ohio, exclusive.
Oh, my boo.
Mervin. That's what I'm going to be doing
hey.
Up to 85.
Get him.
Oh yeah, that's my boy.
Get in my way, read my license.
tell you that I don't play. I'm merging, swerving, I won't hit the curve. And my 71 drop on 26 across the porch. And I'm stunting, and my rims be chopping. Wood grain glossy, and I'm so glossy. You can tell by my carriage, one word costly. Me a young P on the freeway swerve. Yeah, dual pipes pop, yeah, my 15's not yet. We be them birds that keep Cleveland bossy. The Fast and the Furious, ain't no stopping. We bottle popping while y'all cop rocking. Girls be flopping when we in the club. You say you make it rain, but I can make it blood. Yeah, F what you say. And when I lead a club,
I be. You're listening to a two true radio exclusive.
Yeah.
That's my boy, Young T, out of Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, yeah.
Tony Two True.
Yeah.
Tony Two True, this your girl, yeah. Diamond.
I know, baby.
I just want to speak to you gentlemen today just for a couple of seconds. How you been?
Excellent. You know, I went crazy today, actually, about...
Actually, you five, did.
Yeah, I did. I really went crazy today. I woke up about... 6 o'clock, I'm like, whoa, man, let me go and check my email. So I check my email, make a couple of phone calls. I make a few runs. I come back. I go online. I grab my phone, and I'm completely shut down up until about 3 o'clock, an hour before the show started today. So, yeah, I was going through it.
I know. When I called you from work, I was like, what's up? Oh, my God. I was like, oh, calm down. It's going to be okay. What about my homeboy, Steve Penn? How you doing, sweetie?
What's up, darling? Silly man, you know. Just politics.
You ready for them collard greens?
Oh, man, I'm ready for them collard greens and the cornbread. Oh, yeah, I'm ready for that. Because, you know, I be eating on the run, man. I was touching on last Saturday on your show, Miss Diamond, about eating right. And, you know, I've been killing a dollar menus and stuff like that. And I know that's not good. So I can't wait till Friday to come eat up all your collard greens and cornbread.
Yeah, you know, I hope you're not feeding that baby just McDonald's dollar meals all the time. You got to stop.
No, when I had them on Fridays and on the weekend, then, you know, I make sure that, you know, we take it to the house, man, and get him something good in his system. But me, Monday through Thursday and half of Friday, you know, I eat a good meal probably once a day, but there's a lot of days, man, that... You know, I'm hitting up that dollar menu, fast food, and that's something that needs to stop.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
how it is, though. That's understandable.
Yeah.
We just have to work harder at eating right, though.
Yeah, Tony, tell you, honey, when you come over here, you're going to eat really well.
Oh, yeah. yeah, we all should.
And you might take a plate with you and put it in the freezer.
Yeah, hook him up, Diamond, with when he go back, he can have him some... You know, some stuff in some freezer bags. He can throw some home cooked in the microwave after you get on. You know what I'm saying? We're going to fatten our boy up. Yes, we're going to.
Yeah, because I'm a little dude, man. I'm a little man, but you know, that's just my genetic makeup. You know, I put it down, though. I can eat now.
Yeah, real talk. That's right. We have to eat, though, man.
We eat.
I'm enjoying the music. I'm enjoying you guys. I just love it when we have something good. It sounds real good, and you know, I'm just so excited about all the things that we have, and you know, and just for the listeners' sake, I may not be on this weekend. Tony Two True, Steve Penn, they're going to handle it for me again this week. Girls got to go make some extra money for our show. You know, we got a show coming up, everybody. Just, you know, let them know about that. And I'm going to keep out in a minute. I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to keep listening, but I'm going to be out, okay?
Yeah, okay, baby.
All right,
2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Real Talk with Miss Diamond and your boy Tony Tutru, and I know my boy Steve Penn going to be on point. And listen to the show at by calling 646-915-9192. That's 646-915-9192. And I want to go hear a little bit of Mr. Monte Carlo. I'm a hustler. We got 7 minutes.
Yeah.
7 minutes remaining.
I'm a hustler. Betty and Tracker. Getting that money up. That's how we survive. I got the car. We about to ride. But inside, that's the hood.
Internet working for the independent artist. This is DNA, another exclusive independent artist. First, here.
$1,000 later, they all
they gon' fight. Told them I was hard for life, I mean life. Money in my pocket gon' storm, let's get a shower. Throw it in the pan, it's gon' fall like twin towers. Nothing ain't a thing to me, I got weight. So Charlie wanna ride with D and get cake. I love the way you're poppin', baby. That thing hot, they probably got you rockin', lady. Now get guap. Pretty little thing, I see she like bread. So spinning ain't a thing to me, I like hate. I'm hot like the sun, I shine, I mean gloss. And when I say the whip got cream, I mean frost, nigga. Money, 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 money. Step into the club, the girls start checking. $1,000 later, they all butt naked. Behold the money.
Leg broke. See, I throw that money, baby. I don't hit the dance floor like I'm shooting a free throw. I take my time. I stand behind the line and hit both of mine. The hoes from the ghetto and stiletto. They bougie and they Gucci. But put them both together and I bet they make a movie. Shorty want a D-boy. Your bitch choosing. Cause all these boys I'm with, they getting to it. And all these hoes in here, now let's do it. I just ordered 10 grand and threw it. I'm a rock star, it's not a day that I'm not sharp. And you can let her head go, cause she's not yours. She like money.
Yeah,
money,
the show is
money,
almost over today, man.
Money,
it's been great. I'm gonna still
money,
let DNA play
money,
out, though. But I wanted
money,
to thank everybody for calling
money,
in, man.
Money,
reporting to
money,
Radio Mix Diamond,
money,
Steve Penn, Golden Dome, my boy Jay, Mr. Bucket, Monte Carlo, everybody, man. Hey, they don't even know. I'm talking over this fact. It's all good. Our time is up. Steve, I appreciate you, man. Diamond, I love you, my boy Jay. Yeah.
Flow beaming like a rainbow. Boy, I'm so fly, you think I was an angel. Living life like Martin Luther had a dream. So much money got me flooding like New Orleans. These hoes wild, she wanna bite my cracker die. Them green things in my pocket, I make a nun smile. Now pop a
yeah,
bottle, watch her fuck me like a porn
end
star.
The show.
Them horses got a super hot, call that NASCAR. She love that folk.
We'll be back tonight.
Like D'Angelo.
347-884-808-8065-347-884-865. Your boy, go to with Boogie Night. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. Pacific Standard Time, 11 in the dirty, dirty. Don't slip. We're going to have a show early enough in a couple weeks from now. Yeah, loving this. I'm excited to die. Steve, you with me?
I'm with you, homie. Yeah, with
hey,
you.
Hey, what's up, baby? You there? Yeah, Jay digging in his tear. It's Diamond. I love y'all, man. This is a great show. This was a pilot show, by the way, Steve. I hope we didn't mess it up too bad, baby. Look at me pulling you in on me.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get better and better.
Better and better, man. We did some. It was a blessed show, man. We did some. I think our networking on the show today was elevated, man. I really do. I feel that, man. You know,
thank
the conversation
you
was great. We had some great callers, man. My boy Rufus Ruplathan called in. and some. I know I messed his name up.
it's pretty complex name, so you know it's easy to mess up.
Yeah, man. You know, but I love you though. I love you though. I hear Miss Diamond say that again.
I'm sorry I was late coming on, but you know I had some business to take care of. You know,
oh, absolutely, go. Absolutely. You know, all of our shows are archived, so you didn't miss anything. You'll probably be listening to it tonight. But the conversation
I like to
was
live. No, you know how I am. I like to listen live. So, but I watch the pundit next week.
Yeah. We're going to talk about whatever you want us to talk about, Ms. Diamond, but we're going to have a wonderful show when you're gone. You're going to be proud of us again. We're going to have a very good show. I'm going to networking, and I have some very interesting people that are going to be calling in, and I know we're probably going to be talking to this new artist. It's not really a new artist, but in our family, Steve, again, the Pen Project, has brought a new artist, and he was supposed to come in today, but he apparently got tied up. You know, it's not easy out there for the independent artist, so it's no telling. He probably had to go rush off and do something. We all have to eat. But Steve, tell us about him, man. We missed him today. We didn't play his music, but we are going to come back with it next time when we can hook up with him.
Yeah, definitely. He was once known, and a lot of people in the hip hop community still know him as the originator, Jazzo. He did a lot of stuff for the early, as far as launching the early career of Jay-Z, and you know, he did the first demo that got the lock signed to Bad Boy. Did a lot of behind the scenes for Queen Latifah. Actually, he was calling me while we was online, but you know, we're running out of time, so we're gonna have to just, you know, reprogram that whole situation right there,
right,
and make it happen maybe next week or maybe on a Boogie Night show or Check the Rhyme. But we definitely gonna get him in there and share, you know, his view on what's going on with the game and what is he currently working on. So, you know, we gotta keep going. We ain't gonna let nothing stop doing what we, you know, stop our flow. So, you know, we're just going to keep doing what we do, man. And hopefully, like I said, next week or maybe by the end of this week, we can get him in there and let him go ahead and get some stuff off his chest.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Steve. I appreciate you too, man, because, you know, you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot, man. And, you know, I have to give big ups to your homeboy, Jay, too, that you introduced to the family, man. He's a part of the family.
Thanks.
Through radio, man. And you know, I appreciate you guys, man. It's miracles, man. Some of my dreams, my more important dreams are coming true. And Miss Diamond, to tell you, I'm not playing. You know, we talk, and I know you and Miss Diamond talk, and you and I talk too. But man, I really appreciate what God is doing in my life, blessing us to be a part of this movement, man. And you know, all this beautiful music and the artists that are so, you know, involved in their careers and stuff. We're at the end of our show. I'm going to say it again tonight. Boogie Nights with your boy Goldie Gold will be on. It's the same number, 646-915-9192. And I'm sure Ms. Diamond's going to stop in and say hello. My boy Steve's most likely going to be on point with us too, but I'm going to see you
guys then.
I'm going to go out with one song, and then we're going to see you guys. I'm going to leave it like this. Another pin.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you, Diamond.
I love you too. I'm a brand Friday.
In the mirror, I look eye to me. My alter ego, observe, acknowledge me. Daylight in the street, say hi to me. But when the night comes, no goodbye to me. Hey yo, I bump into the stranger, my apology. They track my footsteps, overexcited me. So I take a look back, the silence bothered me. But the coast was clear, just like it ought to be. Jet to my grave, my spirit doesn't follow me. The block is mystical, so I dove outside the street. The bottom of the pavement, evil's right after me. Tuck low to the streets, we soar the deep. Chase the footsteps, storm creep. And this stranger that's next to me is texting me. It's no surprise, it's my shadow back to me. Don't know which direction to cross. I move forth into this empty path of lost. Lost, I can't find my way. This evil takes over, can't hide my pain. I'm in the open, I don't think I'm safe. But it's the only way to get back and find my way. Lost, I can't find my way. This evil takes over, can't hide my pain. I'm in the open, I don't think I'm safe. But it's the only way to get back and find my way.
seems I'm not making any progression. I think I backpedaled in the wrong direction. I know it seems bad, I wanna change my past in any way I can. I reshape the mass, evil I subtract, and the good I'll add. I want my life to be pure, see through like glass. If I'm dirty inside, I change my ass. But yo, I'm lost in the moment, future, present, and past. Mind gone like a weed smoke, a puff, puff, pass. The only thing, when you high, how long will it last? How long will it take for you to find your way back? My thoughts have no conclusion, mind running elusive. Illusions is all I see, and it's highly confusing. That's why, cause I don't know, is it because I'm lost? All these people in my face, and I don't know who they are. So what's the plan? Who's your man? Strange is all I saw. Yo, I'm lost. Lost, I can't find my way. This evil takes over, can't hide my pain. I'm in the open, I don't think I'm safe. But it's the only way to get back and find my way. Yo, I'm lost, lost, I can't find my way. This evil takes over, can't hide my pain. And I'm in the open, I don't think I'm safe. But it's the only way to get back and find my way. Yo, I'm trying to find a way back to my home, but I can't think. My mind's blinked the back of my dome. Vivid image that I'm hearing, but I cannot picture. And the vision is so rough, I can't help the picture. So I follow the sound that got me through. You can't win every battle, sometimes you lose. But I ain't trying to be the loser, I ain't seeing the bottom. Cause it seems that all the losers is mostly forgotten. I just want to be remembered and known as the best. So my name to be alive when I've chosen to rest. I'm blessed, I hear it all the time deep in my mind. I'm blessed with this talent, blessed that I'm alive. If it wasn't for this talent, I don't think I'd survive. I'd be on another path, another road in life. But no, it wouldn't be the same as holding a mic. But yo, I found my way, it's what I chose to like. Come on. Yeah. Yo. I was lost, man. But I think I found my way back. Yo. Back home to hip-hop. Feel me? It's through him, it's production. BM Philly Entertainment, what it is. Yeah.